This is Living in the 80s.
We are living way beyond our means.
With Will Leahy.
Hello, everyone. Oh, it's so awesome. It's so awesome.
R.T.E. Gold.
Afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Aidan. This is Will Leahy with Living in the 80s, RTE Gold's dedicated 80s show. Songs Till 2, which you probably heard for the first time on a Maxell C60 and listened on a machine that had an anti-rolling device. I don't know either. Look it up. Oh, what a great song to start. This is Living in the 80s on RTE Gold, and that gentleman's voice you'll know from such massive 70s hits is Lonely Boy, Thank You for Being a Friend, Never Let Her Slip Away. He is Andrew Gold, together with Graham Gouldman from 10cc. They made up the duo called Wax, and that was one of their massive songs called Right Between the Eyes. This is Will Leahy till 2 with Living in the 80s, and I thought I'd tell you about my evening last night through the medium of 80s song titles. So I'll try and describe the evening by just using 80s song titles for it. Could we have a small bit of saxophone, please, just to set the scene? Thank you very much. Thanks. Well, we had some red, red wine last night, myself and herself. I turned to her and said, want to be starting something? She said, don't mess with my toot-toot. I said, do you want your lobby washed down? It ended up with me dancing by myself, and I still didn't find what I was looking for. RTE Gold's Living in the 80s. Echo and the Bunnymen, Bring On the Dancing Horses, and Spandau Ballet's I'll Fly for You, especially for AV McKenna on Twitter at SpandauUnited05. I swear, sort of gives it away somewhat. She tells me that we don't play enough Spandau, and I think she tells me that every weekend, so I hope that bit of Spandau will square our account with you. Coming up later on this week's Living in the 80s, apart from our usual features such as Forgotten 80s and Irish 80s and 80s Triple Trivia, we'll have a special guest. And who is he? Well, he's obsessed with coffee. He was once part of a 70s group called Street Band who sang a song called Toast on Top of the Pops. He's now a celebrity chef. He's on Celebrity MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen. He's got his own restaurant. And he sings the opening line to Do They Know It's Christmas. Can you tell who he is yet? He'll be on later. This is RTE Gold. Brilliant. With Dire Straits before that, one of the longest ever songs to get into the British top three, Private Investigations. And that's Stockton's Wing from Ennis, Mike Hanrahan and his band, and the song called Beautiful Affair. And I'm actually currently researching a documentary on a particular event that took place in Limerick over St. Patrick's Weekend 1977. Back in the 70s, there was a big deal made of St. Patrick's Week in Limerick, and the City Corporation used to fund something called Civic Week. And then the highlight of Civic Week used to be a competition. And that year they decided to run a folk competition. Think of it like Folk Idol, and a rock and pop competition on the same night, St. Patrick's Night 1977. The folk competition was held in the Parkway Hotel on the Dublin Road in Limerick. I don't know whether you know Limerick or not, but there's a shopping centre there now. And the rock and pop one was held in the Stella Ballroom, which is now a bingo hall in Shannon Street in the middle of the city. On the same night, at the Folk Idol, Folk Festival, Folk Competition, Stockton's Wing won in the Parkway, and in the city on the same night at the Stella Ballroom, U2 won the rock and pop one. And the day before, they had changed their name from The Hype to U2 because they felt if they stick with the name U2, or stick with the name The Hype, they're going to be stuck with that forever and eternity. So they changed the name the night before just to go into that competition, and they had a strong feeling they were going to win. And Adam Clayton says that was the night they officially became U2. That's a fairly tenuous link to Stockton's Wing, but it's one nonetheless, and fingers crossed, hopefully it'll make a great documentary. This is Living in the 80s on RTE Gold, and these are the Cars.
Oh,
There's a lot of bands they say will never get back together again. They said that about the Stone Roses, they got back together. They said that about the Police, they got back together. Now there are some holdouts. Pink Floyd doesn't look like it's going to happen. And the Smiths broke up, would you believe, in July 1987. So Smiths fans waiting well over three decades for the Smiths to get back together again. The light is definitely, it's gone out. And before that, we had the Cars and Heartbeat City. This is RT Gold's Living in the 80s. At this point in every show, we do 80s triple trivia. It's just a bit of crack for yourself at home. See if you can have a competition with whoever's sitting beside you in the kitchen. Three questions about the 1980s just to see how well you remember the great decade. Question number one. 1986 was a new era for Irish afternoons as RTE unveil Live at 3. But my question, and there's been so many afternoon shows since it, my question, who presented Live at 3? Question two. Who took over from Bob Paisley as the manager of Liverpool in 1983? Now remember, in the 80s, Liverpool were the team. Who took over from the legend Bob Paisley in 83 and achieved the treble in his first season in charge? Now, he only stayed in charge for 2 years. Who was he? And question three. In May 1980, Charlie Haughey, who had just become leader of Fianna Fáil and Taoiseach of this fine land, met Margaret Thatcher for the first time at a summit. He gave her a gift, and it was a very memorable gift. Can you remember what Charlie gave Maggie? So question number one again. Name the new RTE afternoon show unveiled in 1986. Question two, who took over from Bob Paisley in 83 to manage Liverpool? And question three, what did Charlie give Maggie in May 1980 as a wee gift? The answer's on the way after UB40's Sing Our Own Song, RTE Gold. RT Gold's Living in the 80s, Peter Gabriel with In Your Eyes. The song that provided the soundtrack to one of the most iconic images from any 80s movie, 1989's Say Anything, where John Cusack, who was playing Lloyd Dobler, holds the ghetto blaster, above his head outside Ione Skye's bedroom. Of course, that movie, Say Anything, included one of the most cringeworthy ever scenes. The dad, right? The girlfriend's dad was played by John Mahoney, who would go on to play Frasier's dad in the 90s. And they had the big dinner where Lloyd is introduced to the family, and the dad asks Lloyd, well, Lloyd, what are you going to do when you leave school?
I don't know. I've thought about this quite a bit, sir, and I would have to say, considering what's waiting out there for me, I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing, which is a new sport, but I think it's got a good future.
Yes. The A to Z of what not to say to your potential father-in-law. So let's give you the answers to 80s triple trivia. Question number one, 1986, a new Irish afternoon TV show called Live at 3. Who presented it? It was presented by Derek and Thelma. Derek Davis, the late Derek, and Thelma Mansfield. Question two, who took over from Bob Paisley as the manager of Liverpool in 1983 and achieved the treble in his first season? His name was Joe Fagan. And Charlie Haughey had his first summit with Margaret Thatcher in May 1980, and he gave her a fairly unique gift. What was it? Well, it was a silver antique teapot, and it became known as the Teapot Summit. If you got three out of three, as always, self-award yourself the RTE Gold Star. Coming up, we'll be joined on the telephone by a gentleman who you know and I know as Paul Young, now a celebrity TV chef. That's after The Look. I am the beat. Swing it, not for me.
seeing ya. That's why I foul. You don't play around with the funky
Cole Medina. This is Living in the 80s, RT Gold's dedicated 80s show. Tone Look, Funky Cole Medina, and The Look with I Am The Beat. And now, a gentleman who's had some massive, massive hit songs like this one. And this one. And even this one. He is Paul Young, one of the biggest stars of the 1980s, and he joins us now from the back of a taxi somewhere in London. Paul, can you hear me? How are you getting on?
Yes, I'm fine.
All great. So earlier on I said that you were more famous these days for appearing on celebrity cooking shows. Would that be a fair description of you?
Yes, I suppose so. Yeah, I've done a couple of those shows. It's my second life, isn't it? In fact, yesterday I was just doing my weekly stint as a chef in a restaurant near me.
I didn't know you did that. You don't own the restaurant then?
I don't own it, no. That's what I'd like to do in the future, but I'm doing a Cajun menu at this local restaurant.
And do the customers know it's you?
Yes, they do. Yeah, we're starting to advertise it as such. We've kept the advertising fairly minimal, but we get, say, 40 or 50 people a night.
That's good. And you don't sing a few songs at the end, do you?
No, always keep two things separate.
Is it still a great thrill for you every Christmas walking into shops and hearing the first line of Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, it's kind of funny to do it because, yeah, it's still a thrill. And the great thing about that record is, you know, even kids are 2-3 years old. If their mums are trying to go, you know who he is, you know, and then they sing Wherever I Lay My Head, the kids go, don't know it. But if I sing It's Christmas Time, and they go, oh, it's you, right, you know.
And it's a video that keeps getting shown and shown and shown.
Yep.
You weren't supposed to sing that line, were you?
Well, you know what? I bumped into Sir Bob on a plane the other day, and I said, look, I keep saying this. And then he said how he believed it, and which was something completely different to me. So we just agreed to disagree. Yeah. I mean, I seem to remember that I definitely got the bit in the middle of the song first.
Yeah.
And I only got the beginning line because David Bowie couldn't make it. I mean, that's how I remember it.
Hey, listen.
And he goes, no, we always knew that he wasn't going to make it. I went, well, why did I get the first line? And he goes, I can't remember.
I just say it was all a blur.
Yeah, it was a blur.
Of course, you'll always get the text of, tell Paul I lost my virginity to his song. I'm sure you get those all the time.
That is a great one, yeah. I had a couple of famous people tell me that they've done very naughty things to it, and it always makes me laugh.
Ah, come on, you have to tell us. You can't give us that much.
No, the famous footballer, and he said it served him very well. I went, well, I'm pleased to see I was of service.
Which song was it? So we could use it ourselves.
No, he said he put the whole No Parlay album on. It worked. It's great, because the last song is called Sex.
Well, at least we know he has 45 minutes in him anyway, which is great.
Yeah. He could laugh that long.
And of course, back then, he probably had to turn over the side because it was probably vinyl. Thank you, listen, Paul. So it's like, could you hang on there a second, love? I've got to change the side. Yeah. Paul, it's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Young. It's one of my favourite Paul Young songs. I'm going to tear your playhouse down. This is RTE Gold. Paul Young with I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down. We've time for one more today on Living in the 80s. Some Irish 80s to end us. From Songs for the Tempted, these are the four of us. Drag My Bad Name Down. Brendan and Declan Murphy, the four of us. Drag My Bad Name Down. And that's Living in the 80s for today. Remember, my email address is will@rte.ie. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon listening to the greatest hits of all time on Gold.